Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you once again in our brand new episode of the program that goes by the name of The Perished Kings of the Past. In our last program, we spoke about Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam going to Namrud and them having a debate with each other and how Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made Namrud speechless. What an intellectual argument Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam brought before Namrud, and Namrud completely was baffled. He was completely speechless in front of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ultimately, he refused to give any grains, any food provisions to Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And on the way back, when Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam returned from there, on the way back, he came across a hill of sand and he just filled that sand in his sack and took it home. And he went for rest. Now, inshallah, we will carry this incident further, that what happened thereafter and how Namrud, the accursed, met his doom. But before that, as usual, let's listen to the virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one who sends durood upon me once, Allah Almighty showers 10 mercies upon him. And the one who sends durood upon me 10 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 100 mercies upon him. And the one who sends durood upon me 100 times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inscribes between both his eyes that this person is free from hypocrisy and fire of hell. And on the day of judgment, he will be kept amongst martyrs. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, he left the court of Namrud after making him speechless. And on the way, he filled his sack with sand and took it home. And after taking it home, he alayhi salatu wa salam had some rest.
Hadithya Sayyidatuna Sara radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was the wife of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. She opened the sack and found the best of the wheat grains in there. Yes, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the sack that was filled up with sand, Sayyidatuna Sara radiyallahu ta'ala anha found grains of wheat in there. So what she did was, she grinded those wheat grains and prepared a meal. And when Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam woke up, then she radiyallahu ta'ala anha presented that meal, that food to Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked her that, where did you get these wheat grains from? Because Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he brought sand home. That's what he filled his sack with. And now he was a bit surprised that how come I brought sand home and where did he get these wheat grains from? Upon this, Sayyidatuna Sara radiallahu ta'ala anha, she replied, that it was in the sack that you brought. Upon this, Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam realized that my Lord Almighty has provided me this sustenance. So it was bestowment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that a sack filled with sand was turned into wheat grains. Allahu Akbar. This is the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who present themselves in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who become submissive in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
Allah Almighty provides them sustenance and goodness of this world and the hereafter from the sources of unseen, from those sources that we cannot even imagine. Anyhow, dear viewers of Madani Channel, now another instance arose where Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam again made Namrud and his people speechless. And this time around, they became very furious and they were very, very angry. And they spoke to each other and decided that let's, ma'azallah, burn Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in fire and help our gods. So this is the plan, the evil plan that they come up with. But just imagine how foolish this nation was, how foolish these people were, that their mentality was that let's burn Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, ma'azallah, and help our gods. Those who need your help, how can they be your gods? So, someone who is dependent upon your services, who's dependent upon you to help them, how can they be your God? So this is how foolish that nation was, those people were, that they wanted to, ma'adullah, burn Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. For this evil purpose of theirs, they chose a very big place and started to gather a lot of wood over there. A large number of wood they started to gather over there. And it is stated that people kept piling wood upon wood over that place. And this practice continued for several years. For several years, they kept collecting wood and they kept piling it over there. And they thought that by doing so, and ma'azallah, by burning Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in fire, they would be helping their gods. So they kept this practice for several years. Now, the fire was lit. The fire was ignited. They put all those woods, everything on fire. And the state of that fire was such that nothing could even fly over it. That's how intense that fire was, that anything that would fly over it, it would get burnt. This is how intense and how severe that fire was. Now, after they put those wood on fire and the fire came to such an extent that it became so severe and no one could even approach it. No one could even go close to it. Now they faced another dilemma. They thought that now the fire has been lit up. How do we put Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in this fire now? Because we need to be at a close distance to throw someone in the fire. But the intensity of the heat of that fire was so much that no one could go close to it. Now they were facing this dilemma that how shall we, ma'azallah, throw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in fire. Now, in the midst of all this, the accursed Satan, he gave them a suggestion. What he said to them was that put Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in fire using a catapult. And what is a catapult, my dear viewers of Madani Channel? It is a man-made machine which was used back in those days to fire stones and other objects at long distances. So this was a man-made machine that was used for these purposes back in those days. So Satan, the accursed, this is what he suggested them. And upon this, those people, they obliged to what he suggested. And they put Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the catapult and, ma'azallah, threw Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in that intense severe fire using that catapult. And they thought that now we've been successful in our evil plan, and ma'azallah, summa ma'azallah, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam would have burnt into ashes. This is what they were thinking, and they were rejoicing over all this, and they were witnessing all this from some distance as they couldn't go close to the fire. But when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went in the fire, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the fire to become cool and peaceful for Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Hence, the fire could not do any harm to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and it became cool and peaceful for Sayyidina ابراهيم عليه الصلاه والسلام. Now dear viewers of Madani channel, as Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went in the fire became cool and peaceful for him. There are a lot of lessons that we can derive from this very beautiful event of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in terms of his reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawakkul that he had upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is stated that when Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was put into fire, then every creation, every creature on the earth, it cried, it moaned, and it pleaded in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah Almighty, save your Khalil. He is the only one on the face of this earth who is taking your name. Other than him, no one on the face of the earth is taking your name. He is the only one to take your name. Please allow us to help him, to save him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, He is my Khalil. If he needs anything from you, if he needs you, if he calls upon you, then go by all means and help him. Now, it is stated that angels, malaika, they came in the court of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and they said that order us to remove this fire. We will wipe out this fire. The angel of wind came and said, order me. I will blow this fire away. The angel of water came and said to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam that order me, I will shower water over this fire that would remove this fire, that would extinguish this fire. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he replied to them that I do not need you. After this, the leader of malaika, the leader of angels, Sayyidina Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam came and offered the same, to which Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, My Lord knows my state. Look at the answer, look at the tawakkul, the reliance he alayhi salatu wasalam has upon his Lord, has upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in this state, those angels who are capable of removing fire, to them Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that I do not need you. And to them he is saying that my Lord knows my state. I do not need to question you for anything. Now upon this, Sayyidina Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam said, Huzur, present your plea in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then. Upon this, look at the contentment of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the rank of his contentment that he possessed for being pleased upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he replied to Sayyidina Jibrail alayhi salatu wasalam that my Lord knows my state. My Allah Almighty knows my state. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved his Khalil, saved his beloved, saved Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and turned the evil plans of Namrud and his people into dust. Those people that were rejoicing over the fact that now they've ma'azullah thrown Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam into fire, those people who were celebrating upon so-called victory of theirs and for so-called helping their gods, all their evil plans were turned into dust. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam continued to proclaim the message of oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He kept inviting Namrud and his people towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they were so rigid, so stubborn and so arrogant that they denied the message of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, despite witnessing that he alayhi salatu wasalam remained safe and sound in such severe and intense fire. Despite all this manifestation of miracles by Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Namrud and his people, his followers, they remained deprived of accepting the true faith, and they kept opposing Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Allah Almighty to the extent that Namrud the accursed even claimed to be God. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, the time came when Namrud and his army, his people, his followers, they fell prey to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They faced punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How did this happen? Let's hear about this now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished Namrud and his people through mosquitoes. What happened was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent so many mosquitoes to Namrud and his nation that they sucked out the blood of the entire army of Namrud and ate their flesh. The number of the mosquitoes were so much that the sun was completely covered by the mosquitoes. That's how many mosquitoes that were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the extent that sunlight could not even reach the ground. It was dark. The sun was covered. The sun could not reach the ground, and the mosquitoes, the big group of mosquitoes, had covered even the sun. Now, mosquitoes, they sucked off the blood of the army of Namrud, and they ate the flesh of the army of Namrud. So this is how the army of Namrud was destroyed by those mosquitoes. But Namrud was saved. He was left. And what ultimately happened was that one handicapped, one crippled mosquito, it entered the brain of Namrud through his nostrils. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the means for the punishment of Namrud in this world. That a handicapped mosquito entered the brain of Namrud through his nostrils. Now, dear viewers of Madani channel, whenever that mosquito would move inside the brain of Namrud, he would feel severe pain. This is the state in which he lived for 400 years. And what would happen is that as soon as someone would strike his head with a shoe or something, then the mosquito would remain peaceful. It would not move any further in his brain, which would provide peace and tranquility to Namrud as well. So this is now what the state of Namrud has become, that whenever he would feel extreme pain because of mosquito moving inside his brain, then he would make people to strike him on the head with shoes. And look at the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is changed. Everything is turned around. And same Namrud, who forced people to do sajda to him, who forced people to prostrate to him, same Namrud now is forcing people to strike him on his head with their shoes. Look at the disgrace and humiliation he started to face. Because by doing so, the mosquito would stay quiet. It wouldn't jump around in his brain, because of which Namrud would feel some kind of peace and tranquility. Now, whenever anyone would come in his court, this is what he would do. And this is how Namrud lived for 400 years. Total, he lived for 800 years. First 400 years, he lived in extreme luxury and in extreme peace and in all those luxuries that you can think of. But the last 400 years, he faced such disgrace and humiliation that you won't find its example in the history of the mankind. So for 400 years, whoever would go in his court, he would strike his head with his shoe. So after facing this state of humiliation and disgrace for 400 years, then the cursed Namrud, he died and faced his doom. So dear viewers of Madani channel, remember that believers and chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they gain guidance after attaining wealth. And the same wealth becomes a means of destruction for the disbelievers, which was the case with Namrud the accursed. Namrud fell prey to his wealth and became arrogant and claimed to be God, and met a disgraceful and humiliated end, and today has become a perished king of the past. So dear viewers of Madani channel, this was all in relation to Namrud that we presented before you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from arrogance, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to humble ourselves in His court and always be submissive and thankful to Him for whatever He grants us. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon.